If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
And yes, the obvious thing is that after the crucifixion, nothing could bring more hope than Jesus rising from the dead. But there's more to it than that.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL, under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, it is part of the human condition to not only experience stresses and tragedies, but to also find hope beyond them. Sometimes we humans point to things in nature that seem to reflect this as well. Like when a forest fire or a grass fire burns acres and acres of land, leaving nothing but ashes and charred stumps. It isn't long before you see green sprouts popping up through the black dust, renewing the vegetation. In fact, in the area where my wife grew up in Kansas, the area called the Flint Hills requires there to be such fires so that scrub trees don't take over the luscious prairie grass covering the rolling landscape. But of course, grass and trees don't hope. That's a human thing. And so after the destruction of a flood or a tornado or a war, or a drought that causes famine, there comes a time when humans just believe it will get better. It will be renewed. Rain will come. The war end. Floods subside and houses rebuilt. But why do we hope? I believe God has shared with us the answer to that in today's scripture passage. But right now, would you listen to For King and Country tell us who keeps us steady?
You're my true north when I'm headed south, my constant solid ground. You are my lantern in the night. Twisted up and shaken, you're the one I put my faith in. Yeah, you're the reason I survive.
Yeah.
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, Mark shares with us what happened after the greatest tragedy of all, the crucifixion. He says, "When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, 'Who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb?' But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. 'Don't be alarmed,' he said. 'You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified? He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.' Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid." As I often say, wow, what a scene. And yes, the obvious thing is that after the crucifixion, nothing could bring more hope than Jesus rising from the dead. But there's more to it than that. Let me break it down for you. First, let's look at this scene. These women had been following Jesus for years, listening to him, being healed by him. In fact, Mary Magdalene had 7 demons come out of her, helping him in his ministry. So how devastating was it for them to have him not just killed, but treated like a common criminal, beaten, scourged, humiliated, then excruciatingly crucified? And then because of the Sabbath, they couldn't even anoint him with perfumes. You know, this was done to cover up some of the odor of the decomposition in the hot climate of Palestine. But here they come, wondering how in the world they are going to move that stone, that large stone in front of the tomb. And that is the first thing of hope we notice that God gives them. The stone is rolled away. You know, Jesus didn't need the stone to be gone because, as we see later, though he had a body that eats fish, he can move through walls. No, I think God opened the tomb, put the stone away from it for them, for the women, and for us, so that they could look inside. And then, secondly, God knew that an empty tomb alone would never have calmed them down. They needed real hope, so they needed real help. So to give them hope, he provided one of his messengers, an angel, a man dressed in white. He, like all the angels, is constantly witnessing the acts of God. So he saw the resurrection and thereby could tell them with enthusiasm, "He has risen. He is not here." God gave these distraught, now fearful women a key piece of truth that would give great hope. Jesus had died, but he now had risen from the dead. Without the angel, they would not have known that, and they would not have had hope. Thirdly, God also provided for them something else they needed for hope, especially in their culture. And this is a little bit more difficult to explain. He had the angel give them the message to go to his disciples and to Peter and tell them that Jesus himself was going to do what he previously had told them, that is, meet them in Galilee. You see, the women weren't going to be the only ones who knew. And since it was men who were respected as witnesses in that culture, God was going to provide these women with the support of showing himself not only to them, but the men disciples, even Peter, who had denied him, and all the rest. God knew that with the greatness of this tragedy, they needed an even greater support in hope. And while they still left the tomb trembling, by the way, wouldn't you? The other Gospels record that all their hopes were fulfilled as Jesus met them in his new body, both individually and together as groups, until he was taken up into heaven. God met all their need for hope, not in a general way, but as these women specifically needed it. And they weren't the only ones. Remember how he came to let Thomas touch his hands and his side? And then remember how he asked Peter, who had denied him, if he loved him. And he allowed Peter to say it three times. You know, my friend, if today you are in need of hope, there is a God who rose Jesus from the grave, who wants to give you all the hope you need. Just walk into the open tomb of the now risen Jesus in faith and let him into your heart. So why don't you pray with me? Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I need you. I'm hurting. Please help me. Please forgive me of my sins. Come be my hope and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. I want to send you some literature to help you in your new life in Christ. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Willington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Willington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.